Blog Talk Radio.
Live from St. Mary's, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Sports Sanitarium, your late night sports authority, with your hosts, Potter and Dan the Man.
What's going on, Sanitarium Nation? This is Potter.
And I'm Dan the Man. Welcome to another NFL Sunday preview countdown on the Sanitarium.
Oh, yeah. Buckeyes got a big win for you guys last night.
I'll be honest with you, Potter, I didn't even watch that game. I was watching the Indians play.
That's understandable. I know we touch on the Bucks and the Irish real quick before we get into the NFL. I just wanted to give you a shout out. The Notre Dame got their sixth win of the season. They're looking real good. I like that. Some good stuff there. I did get to see some highlights, but I was watching the McGregor fight, so I didn't get to see the whole game myself. So,
actually, Notre Dame probably will move up in the polls because there were some upsets yesterday, in the top five. So, LSU was
right.
Fifth. I think they got beat. Oklahoma got beat. So, yeah, looks like the Irish could be moving in. They're sitting on the doorstep of the playoff now, for sure.
Right, with no hard games left on the schedule. All right, well, let's get into these NFL games, Dan the Man. We had one on Thursday night. New England defeated Indianapolis 38-24. Andrew Luck had a big game, but Tom Brady, you know, everybody thought maybe the decline was happening, but he looked good that night.
Yeah, he's got a lot of weapons now. Josh Gordon added in there, Edelman back. He's got a lot of weapons to pick and choose from. But Andrew Luck and the Colts, man, Andrew Luck starting to look like his old self a little bit. They weren't so banged up. You know, they might have ended up having a decent season there in Indianapolis. But Patriots are the Patriots.
Yes, they are. And I'm sure they'll continue to win and make the playoffs. They always seem to find their way. Today's games got a full docket. We got some bye weeks though, Chicago and Tampa. The first game on the list is Tennessee at Buffalo, Dan the Man. What do you think about this one?
Tennessee, man, their defense is playing really good. They're 3-1. Working out their quarterback issues. I think Mariota got the majority of it last week, but they're playing pretty good ball on the defensive side anyways. Even though they're going to Buffalo, I like Tennessee to win this game.
Yeah, and Tennessee, you know, they've got two really huge wins in a row. Got, you know, beating a lot of people's favorites to go to the Super Bowl. Jacksonville, and then coming in and beating Philadelphia, the world champs. So, I mean, that's pretty crazy what Tennessee is doing right now. You got to like what they're doing. And Buffalo, you know, they came back down to earth off that Minnesota win. So I'm going to take Tennessee in this one as well. We've got a huge game down in Cincinnati today. Miami at Bengals. Paul Brown Stadium. Miami coming off that you know, they got off to a hot start, but their game last week, they definitely was back to the old Dolphins. So which Dolphins team are we going to see coming into this game?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Cincinnati leading their division right now with a huge win over Atlanta. Big time plays down the stretch by A.J. Green and Andy Dalton. I like Cincinnati in this game, Dan the Man. I think that they're a better team. I think Miami kind of, when you kind of look into the numbers, being in the mid-20s of everything, offense, defense, I mean, I think there's a little smoke screen on their record. So I like Cincinnati in this one.
Yeah, 2-3-1 teams coming in here. Cincinnati, I don't know where they've been. I didn't expect this out of them at all this year, the way they've been playing. Red Rifle, is that really him out there? I'm not really sure. They did take a blow with Eifert going down last week, but they get Joe Mixon back this week. So, and now Gio is out, so you fantasy owners have to make your adjustment there for sure. But Red Rifle and A.J. Green seem to have got it going on early this year. And being at home, I'm going to take Cincinnati as well in this game.
Yeah, that's good for me in fantasy. All you fantasy owners out there who have A.J. Green, you know, keep starting him. You're right, you get Mixon back, and Mixon's obviously their top back. But the whole Eifert thing, it doesn't really bother me because he's hurt every year. So, I mean, they always are doing without him anyway. So what's the difference?
That's true. That is very true. Yep.
Our next game, we got the hated Packers against the hated Lions, and in my world at least. Detroit, they came back down after the did they lose or win last week, Danny? Man, I can't remember.
I think they got beat because the only team they beat was the Patriots, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I figure they did. They came right back down to earth, you know. After a surprising win against the Patriots, who knew what happened there? Obviously, it was just Patricia knowing New England. But Green Bay, I think that they're by far the better team. And even though I'm rooting for Detroit to win this game because it'll help the Bears out tremendously, I think Green Bay goes into Detroit and wins that. I don't want to say pretty handedly, but I don't think they'll ever worry about it.
Right. Yeah, Green Bay's a little bit banged up, though. Allison and Cobb are both out, I believe. Who's the third one? The main?
Devontae Adams?
Anyways, Devontae Adams. He's playing. I guess they said at the last second he's going to start. The other two are out. But I don't think it really matters too much to Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Who he throws the ball to. So, yeah, I think Green Bay will go into Detroit and come out with a win. I think it might be closer to what you think, though. I think Detroit will put up a little bit of a battle, but Green Bay will win this game.
Well, I mean, the thing you got to look for is if Detroit can come out and play well offensively, I don't think that the Packers are too strong defensively. I know they did shut somebody out recently, but that was just a bad offense. I think it was Buffalo, wasn't it? Yeah. And I foresee, you know, Rodgers is like one of them transcendent players that it don't matter. You put me and you at wide receiver, he's going to throw for 400 yards or 300 yards, you know. He's that good. So I don't think it matters, like you said, who the receivers are. He'll still do Aaron Rodgers things. Then we got a strong matchup here, defense versus offense. This is probably game of the week right here, isn't it, Dana, man? I would imagine. I don't see any other games in the
city.
Yeah. Jacksonville at Kansas City. You got Kansas City's top offense in the NFL. Jacksonville's the top defense in the NFL. This something's got to go. But Kansas City's at home. The way I look at it, I see it. I don't see Kansas City doing offensively what they've been doing. But I feel like they're probably got enough offense to get over Jacksonville in this game at home. Maybe if it was at Jacksonville, I'd give the edge to Jacksonville. But since Kansas City's playing in Arrowhead, one of the toughest places to play in the whole NFL, and the way they're playing on offense is just ridiculous. They're like a video game. So I'm going to go with Kansas City in this one.
Yeah, this probably is the game of the day, other than maybe the Minnesota-Philadelphia game, which we'll get to in a while. But this definitely is one of the marquee matchups. Jacksonville's D, like you said, Kansas City's offense, Arrowhead being a rough place. But Jacksonville's not going to be intimidated to go in there and play at Arrowhead against Kansas City. And I'm going to go the opposite way, and I'm going to take Jacksonville in this on the road just because I just feel like it's time for Kansas City to lose the game.
I mean, I could see it because, you know, that Jacksonville defense coming in there, and Mahomes, basically, this is going to be his real first test in the NFL, I think. And we're going to see how he handles it, you know. He's a young player, you know, he's going up against one of the best defenses out there. So, I could see it that way. Yeah, definitely. Denver at New York. The Jets, the lowly Jets. I think, you know, because Denver's struggling as well this year. They still got the good defense. I'm not real sure why they're not winning more games, because I think that they got a nice wide receiving core, and Case Keenum is definitely a capable quarterback, and they got a good defense. Maybe they're just playing some tough teams early on, but I don't think New York's going to be too tough for them. I think they can go into this game and pull it out. I think they can get a win in New York.
Yeah, Denver, what has happened to Demaryius Thomas, man? You mentioned the wide receiver, but that guy has just been non-existent. I got him in a little fantasy league. I'm thinking about just flat-out dropping him. I mean, I won't, but that's about how bad he's been this year.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, I have him in fantasy as well, and he ain't done jack shit. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders is having a nice season, and they got Cortland Sutton. Is that who it is, the rookie they got?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But
so
I don't know if it's,
I definitely feel
it's not him and Keenan ain't on the same page, or is there? You know, I haven't really watched any of their games, but whatever's going on, it isn't good for him, anyways. But still, their defense is really good. Going to New York, Sam Darnold, the rookie, who hasn't been bad, but he's still a rookie. And Von Miller and Bradley Chubb are coming to town now. So, yeah, it's going to be lights out on Broadway. I think Denver's going to win it in New York to win this.
Right. And it's a totally different situation than the Jacksonville-Kansas City game, too, because Mahomes is a different beast than Darnold right now. So, you know, when you got two young quarterbacks making, you know, or fourth and fifth starts or something like that for I don't know how many, because Darnold started from the beginning of the season, right? So that would be his fifth start.
Yeah.
And that's what Mahomes' sixth start. So, yeah, they're both young quarterbacks, but a total different situation. And Denver can shut Darnold down, no problem, I think. Atlanta at Pittsburgh. Atlanta come off tough loss last week to Cincinnati. They're at Pittsburgh today. Pittsburgh is definitely a struggling football team without their main piece, Le'Veon Bell, still not with the team or in the facilities. A couple more weeks, I think they said. But I mean, I don't know. This is a tough game to call for me, and when it's a tough game to call, I always go with the home team. So I'm gonna take Pittsburgh in this one.
Yeah, this will be the highest scoring. Potentially the highest scoring game of the week here, because neither team plays defense very well, especially pass defense. So, yeah, this could be a shootout. So if you got any Pittsburgh Steelers or Atlanta Falcons, play them this week in your fantasy, because I expect a lot of points to be made. But that being said, I'm going to go with the upset and pick Atlanta. I just think they're a slightly better team right now than Pittsburgh is, maybe not in the long run, but right now I think they are. And I think they're just a little more desperate because of the division they're in to keep up pace with New Orleans and Carolina. I think they really have to have this game, and they feel that. So I think the Ravens are going to come in and pull off the upset here.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, this is a tough game to call. I could definitely see it going down like that. But that's why I always go with the home team, Dan. New York at Carolina. You just spoke of Carolina. New York definitely just continuing to struggle. The addition of Saquon Barkley, I mean, it seems like it's paying a little dividends, but at the same time, no wins are resulting from it. So they're going into a Carolina team that's very tough, especially at home, tough defense. You got Cam Newton. I'm going Carolina all the way in this one, Dana, man. Not a hard one to call on that one.
Yeah, until Eli Manning finds a fountain of youth or they replace him under center, I just don't have a lot of good things to say about New York. So Carolina is definitely the better team here. I'm going with Carolina at home to win this as well.
Oakland at Los Angeles. Oakland, I mean, a crazy game against the Brownies last week. I remember coming out of your house and looking in the window and you going, yeah, yeah. And I was like, yeah, baby. You didn't hear me, though. Because I think Callaway maybe caught a long ball across the middle and ran it almost into the end zone. It was like he was stopped just shy. I think it was that play.
Yeah, I think that was the play.
Yeah. I could see it happening through your window on your big screen. That was what was funny. Yeah, Oakland coming off a well-needed win. I'm sure, you know, we don't want to get any details on that because I'm sure you're upset over a few things from that game. But they're going into Los Angeles. I still cannot call these guys Los Angeles. It's too weird. San Diego Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers in this one. Oakland is they're just in full fledged rebuild. I don't even think that Gruden gives a shit whether he wins or loses right now. He's just trying to develop his young quarterback and receiver, and on the way, you know, he's just rebuilding this team around them the way he thinks it should be. So I don't think they're going to go in there and beat the Chargers at all. Chargers just too good for them at home.
Yeah, Oakland, who dealt with a win last week, they're not that good. And speaking of the Fountain of Youth, we were talking about Eli Manning, the one guy who has found the Fountain of Youth, Marshawn Lynch, is about the only bright spot. That dude still runs beast mode, man. That guy is unbelievable at his age. But the Chargers are just a way better team. Phillip Rivers and that offense is hard to contain. And their defense, even without Joey Bosa right now, is pretty good. So I think the Chargers won't have any problem with Oakland at home today.
Right, and I agree with you about Marshawn Lynch. I mean, he has found the Fountain of Youth, but we're only a quarter of the way through the season, and he's got that old body on him. Let's see how it holds up over the course of the rest of the year.
Right.
And the big game you were talking about, Minnesota at Philly. You got the world champs hosting Minnesota. A lot of people's picks go Super Bowl this year, and they have just started out. Who knows what's wrong with them? But their defense is supposed to be their bread and butter, and that's what's causing them to lose, then, man. I don't know what's wrong with their defense, but I feel like they're going to get their footing today, and I think Philly's struggling too. I mean, once Wentz settles back in, it seems like it's going to take him a few weeks with, you know, what we've seen so far. He just got Alshon Jeffrey coming back, and they got to get that connection back. They're at home. I just feel like Minnesota's going to go in there and have a good game today and win that and beat the world champs.
Yeah, it's a rematch of the NFC Championship game from last year.
NFC Championship game.
Yeah, after Minnesota pulled out that miracle in Minnesota over New Orleans. But I don't know, Wentz and company, I like what they're doing. I think they're a little farther along than what you might think or by what you were going with. I don't know. I think going at home, that'll help them get there faster, if that makes any sense. Kind of snap back into it just a little quicker because they're at home this week, a big game. Minnesota, like you said, their defense, what was it? Griffin, is that the guy that's out on their defensive line? I don't know if that's the reason they're not up to the way everybody expected their defense to be. I don't know if that's the whole cause of it, but for some reason, they just haven't played to the potential everybody was looking at Minnesota this year. And, you know, they are doing good things on the offense with Diggs and Thielen and Cousins getting acclimated there a little bit. But I think Philadelphia will have enough to pull. Yeah, I think Philadelphia will have enough to pull one out here at home.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Philadelphia, you know, they are the world champs. But I just don't – Minnesota is not Minnesota yet. And I just feel like, well, at least for a game, I don't know. I feel like, though, that eventually they're going to get back to being Minnesota again, and they're going to start destroying people. And I just think this would be a good week for that to start happening. So I'm sticking with Minnesota on that one. Arizona at San Francisco. San Francisco, we kind of counted them out offensively last week when we, you know, found out about Garoppolo, and that backup quarterback didn't seem like he played too bad in that game. They definitely put some points up. Arizona's miserable. I don't know what to think about them, man. It's a hard, tough game. Like I said, when they're hard, tough games, I go with the home team. I'm going with San Francisco. But this is definitely a battle. A battle of nobodies. There ain't nobody from these teams going anywhere.
Right. I just think Arizona is a team that doesn't know who they are either. With the rookie, Rosen coming in, just transitioning over to him, the new coach, everything's going on there. I just think they're kind of searching for their identity as well. And it's being Rosen's second week. Maybe that'll help stabilize something a little bit, but yeah, I just don't think they know who they are either. But San Francisco, even with Beathard there, didn't look bad. That Burita, the running back, is to be the real deal, man. Maybe it was a
where's
was a
he
surprise.
Out of man?
I have no idea.
Do you know where he? You didn't? You don't know? I'm gonna have to look that up. We're gonna have to labor that.
But he looks like the real deal. Maybe it was a pleasant surprise that their starting running back got hurt, and we know nothing against him. I don't mean I'm glad he got hurt, but to find this in Burita now that they have this option, as strong as he's looked, but I don't know. I'm going to take Arizona to the David Johnson, and I think Rosen's going to, for some reason, I kind of like that kid, and I don't know why, but I think they're going to end up having enough to squeak by San Francisco today.
Georgia Southern.
The little school.
Where Burita went to. All right, Dan, moving on, coasting through. Los Angeles at Seattle.
This game here, man, I didn't know if I should start Goff or not. Because Goff is like an almost definite start QB now. He's to that point, I think, where you can't bench the guy. But I also had Phillip Rivers, and that matchup he had with Oakland, man, I'm like, man, did I start golf at Seattle? Or just the Legion of Boom is gone. Over history, forget about it. These are not your dad's Seahawks. That defense is a race. Just forget about it. And Los Angeles is a well-oiled machine, man, right now. They got it going on. So I think Los Angeles is just going to march into Seattle and slap the 12th man around and take care of business and go on home. I don't think this will be much of a contest, to be honest with you.
That's a good analysis there, Dan. Man, Los Angeles, I mean, they're just there. Like I say, every week, man, my preseason pick to go to the Super Bowl was the Rams, and I'm sticking to it. I don't know if my Bears keep playing any better. I might have to change my pick, though. Los Angeles going into Seattle. Seattle's playing admirably, you know, with, like you said, no Legion of Boom anymore. Russell Wilson's just a one-man band there right now. And you know, he's managed to himself put them at 2-2, but I mean, one man against that freaking Rams army is not going to work. I think it might be a long day for Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. I'm going to go with the Rams on that one too. Sorry, I'm multitasking, Dana Man.
That brings to the Sunday night game, man. Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Battle in the Lone Star State. You got Dallas 2-2 heading to Houston at 1-3. Houston starting to play a little better, Potter. Deshaun Watson starting to, I think he's starting to find his rhythm again. Wide receiving core they got there is pretty decent. Houston's defense I like. Cowboys, I'm not impressed with them. I know they did pull it out. They're sitting at 2-2 at 500, but maybe that's what they are all year, the 500 team, if that. So, you know, I think tonight Houston's going to get the job done and pull one out over Dallas in prime time.
Right, and, you know, Houston does have a good defense, but, I mean, Dallas has definitely got a good defense too, Dan the Man. They're, I think, number five in the whole NFL in total yard in defensive total yardage. Houston is at home. They got a few more weapons offensively, I think, and obviously they have J.J. Watt on the other side. It's all about how good Houston can stop the run with Zeke having, you know, he had a monster week last week. He's leading the NFL in rushing. They've got to, job number one, get him, you know, get him contained, or they're gonna have a long day in Houston with him. But like I said, Houston's got a few more weapons, and like you said, Deshaun Watson is starting to come back to round to what we've seen last year in his rookie year when he was so hot. I like Houston in this one as well at home.
I didn't realize Dallas's defense was ranked that high. Five, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Got Jalen Smith there playing linebacker for him. him and that, was it, that Vander something they got from Boise State, that rookie.
All right.
That
I know.
Yeah, that's
right.
A good look.
Yeah.
He's a good looking linebacker too. And then DeMarcus Lawrence is leading the NFL in sacks with 5.5 right now. So they're doing it on the defensive side of the ball. It's all about. I think the big thing with Dallas is Dak Prescott. He has not been anything near what he was in his rookie year. So that's why I think Dallas is struggling right now. Plus, their wide receiving core is less than zero. Monday night game, Dan the Man, Washington at New Orleans. What's your opinion about this one?
I know we're running out of time here, so I like New Orleans. Even though Washington's sitting at 2-1, I haven't really seen them play that well. But New Orleans has got Ingram back now, heading into their bye week next week, so they'll be pulling out all the stops. Michael Thomas, Drew Brees connection is just a really good connection. At home, only game on TV, prime time. I like New Orleans big.
Yes, excellent pick. I'll get into it here in a minute. I'll say goodbye to the live audience. We're going to head into overtime. We got one more game after this one to pick. And if you want to hear our predictions for that big one, then go back and listen to the archive section and listen to the episode, and you'll be able to hear that. My pick in this New Orleans Washington game is, Washington, they are having a good season, playing some good football. But New Orleans at home, way too much firepower. Drew Brees is probably going to become the all-time leading passer in this game. He only needs, 200-something yards or something like that. He's definitely going to get that. You do have Ingram coming back, and I don't think that means any less of a load for Kamara either. We're going to see plenty of him. He's having an outstanding year thus far. New Orleans is going to I don't even think it's going to be close. I think Washington might get 21, but I could see New Orleans throwing up, 38, 42 points in this game.
Absolutely.
That brings us to we always save the best for last. And in our case, the best is the Bears and the Browns. So Bears have the bye week. No game for them, but Baltimore is coming to Cleveland, then I'm going to let you take off with it. This is your game.
Yeah, the Browns, after a rough one last week, I'm going to sit here and whine and cry and say it was the ref's fault that they blew two calls, which they did. We shouldn't have been in that situation to begin with. You drop passes left and right, and you have bad penalties, stuff like that. The Browns are not a good enough team to overcome little things like that yet. So I'm not going to pawn it off on that. That's a game they should have won, could have won, didn't. Today, Baltimore's coming in. They're top of the division. They look really good so far. It's going to be a really good test for the Browns. Browns are playing really good ball. The defense is starting to look like the teams are starting to figure them out a little bit. We'll see if they can adjust back. They did took a loss last week when Mitchell went down with a broken wrist. That's going to hurt the secondary somewhat. Next man up mentality. I think the defense will be okay. But offensively, we've got to catch the ball, man. I'm tired of drop passes. This isn't 5 years ago. And who was that dude that dropped it? I can't remember his name. It's for me. But Callaway's got to catch the ball, man. And even Landry had a couple drops. But Baker Mayfield looks really good, still growing. Makes a few mistakes here and there, but for the most part, he's been really solid. I'd like to see a little more Nick Chubb. He looked really good in the three carries he had. Obviously, when you break off two big long runs, to have 105 yards and three carries,
that's crazy.
Big play potential there that you need to have on the field a little more often. Look for him maybe to steal some more snaps from Duke Johnson, who's been struggling out the gate. But I think this is a game the Browns can pull the upset and win this for him at home. And I think they can pull this out. I'm gonna pick them, Potter. Even though it's kind of a homer pick out of me, I'm picking the Browns.
Well, we like homer picks here. Baltimore, you know, they got such a stingy defense. Their defense is playing off the chain right now. It's a good defense. And then you have Flacco with probably playing some of the best ball of his career at this point. And he's got like 8 touchdown passes already. So, I mean, I can't go homer with you. I feel like Cleveland is such an improving team, and you know, they've got a lot of talent, but it needs to learn how to win. And you know, last week was a perfect example of that. They played well enough to win that game, but they just haven't switched that culture yet. You know, they got to start stacking wins and change their identity. And I think that's coming for them. I don't know if it's coming this week against Baltimore, a tough team. I'm going to take Baltimore in this one. Sorry, Dana, man.
No hard feelings, man.
But I would definitely like to see him pull up off the upset. That'd be awesome. Well, that's all our games, Dana, man. We got through them all and pretty quickly, only a few minutes over.
Yeah, not too bad.
Anything to add?
No, just looking forward to seeing like the Jacksonville Kansas City game, the Minnesota Philadelphia game. Looking forward to them games, and hopefully the Brownies will pull out an upset here for me. But
absolutely,
Who do you guys have next week? Then when you guys come off your bye, Chicago.
We got the Dolphins, so we're going down to Miami, coming off that bye week, and I feel like we're going to pulverize them and stomp them in the ground. I don't think Tannehill's got anything for Khalil Mack. So, but that's a different discussion. That'll be next week. I don't want to give too much away about that game right now.
right.
So,
well, time to sign off.
Yep.
I'm going to get on my fantasy page, and I think your boy sent me a trade. I'm going to check that out. So.
He's always trying to do something. He's always trying to do something. All right, well, we're going to sign off, Sanitarium Nation. This is Potter and Dana Man saying, may the Browns and Bears walk on water.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find